The Daily Mail's hilarious. These are comments left on the you know, classic, oh, we're all going to die. We're all going to die because we're going to choke on ash. But that's not the worst part. The worst part is there are no flights in or out of the United Kingdom. That's apparently the thousands of people stranded after unprecedented lockdown. All British airports now closed. Yes, right. Impact on British travellers, quote, worse than 9/11. Only Hitler's worse than 9/11. No offence to anybody who knows anybody who died in 9/11. Or to anybody listening who did die in 9/11. Not sure how, but still. There are comments, and I've gone straight to the worst rated comments, which are always the funniest. One's from Malcolm in Chipping Sodbury. He says, very negative comments here. Why don't we all just pause for a moment, step back and thank Jesus for all the good things that he's done, that he does for us. Rated minus 97. Jez from Harrow in London. Inevitable consequence of 13 years of this wretched New Labour government. Rated down 63. Ashling from Ireland says, the end days would be signposted by signs, like woman in labour. The nearer we get, the more intense and frequent the signs, brackets, pains, become. Wake up, people. Rated down 56. Greg from Hastings says, God still has his ways of sending a message. Rated minus 48. I know the Daily Mail's conservative, and that's conservative in the sense of conservatism, not specifically the Conservative Party, but they are backing the Tories, I think. But they're really, really, God, any, there was someone on the news, and he was talking about the airport closures, and he was basically saying, oh, of course the airlines won't have to pay compensation because this is not at all within their control. It's so obviously an act of God. By act of God, he means act of God in the sense that a flood is an act of God and lightning's an act of God and that kind of thing. Just saying act of God is hilarious because there is no God. It is a bit weird. It is a bit weird to go outside and just look around. And we have houses and we have trees and we have animals and we have birds and we have clouds and we have an atmosphere and we have technology and we have television aerials and we have satellite television and we have phone lines and we have electricity and we have a cat crossing a shed and now going onto a gate. Is it going to jump down? I don't know. Oh, yes. There it goes. That was pretty cool. It kind of bounced itself into the gate. We have all these things, and you look around and you realise, fuck. Not only are we nothing in the universe, we are insignificant. If you think about how big you are, fit physically, how much mass you take up, you are.